Okay, so God bless you, and welcome back to part 5, or keep your eyes fixed only on God. So when we ask God for things according to his will, he hears us and gives us what we desire from him. God will cover all things for us to prosper and be in good health, including prosperity of the soul. God's will covers every aspect of our life, therefore there are many things we can ask God for. 1 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. We can have confidence that God hears whatsoever we ask, and we know that we have the petitions we desire of him. Luke chapter 17 verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. The apostles asked their faith would increase. We can also ask God to help our faith to increase. God promised that our faith will increase when we change our attention from what we see around us and what we hear from the senses world and our focus on God and his promises. Our faith is increased by focusing solely on God's abilities, his unfailing word, the promises and testimonies in his word of what he has done for his people. And that's what we've got to train our minds to get our minds off ourselves, off our circumstances, off our situations and onto God. And this is what we practice. We have to practice this to do this. Our faith is also built up by hearing testimonies from believers today of what our Father is doing for them. And God is doing many things for all of us. Luke chapter 17 verse 6. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, Be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. So once you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, then what happens? We just say the thing that we wish to come to pass, and then what we say shall absolutely come to pass. That's how simple. Faith is simple, it's not complicated. Luke 17:19 says, And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. This is the record of 10 lepers being healed and one of them returning to give thanks to Jesus Christ. Jesus said this leper's faith had made him whole. This truth of faith bringing results is repeated again and again and again. Okay, so the basis of receiving is by faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God so that we learn that he is able to bring to pass all that he promised in his word. A decision to fix our eyes only in God for deliverance will get us to that point of full persuasion that what God has promised, he is able to perform. So we want to fix our eyes only upon God. Keep our attention, keep it fixed. When it's fixed, it's not out of place. Okay, so we don't take our attention off what God says to us today. Okay, we keep it fixed. We keep our attention. We keep our mind, will, and emotions lined up and fixed upon what God's saying. Luke chapter 18, verse 42. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. So a certain blind man had made his decision to receive deliverance. He did not consider and reason the logic of this world. He stopped considering the medical report and believed the good news instead. He certainly received what he believed in his heart. God's promises never fail. God spoke, and what he spoke and promises is all true. These truths are for us to enjoy as they come to pass in our lives. And we've all seen the promises of God come to pass in our lives. So why not build upon it and see it on a more regular basis? Acts 3 verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The name of Jesus Christ represents all that was accomplished for man. The crippled man had faith in the name of Jesus Christ. He had faith in Jesus Christ's power and authority, just like the centurion. This is what gave him his perfect soundness and made him whole. Remember, the centurion one didn't even see Jesus. Just say the word. Just say the word. Acts 6:5. And the same pleased the whole multitude, And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. So Stephen was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. So it's available for us to become full of faith. And that's what we want to do. We want to become full of faith. We should not give up on God delivering us just because the circumstances are absolutely discouraging, just because we have been defeated all these years, or just because our bodies feel pain. Neither should we quit just because we cannot see the deliverance and have given up hope. We just keep going with God. We don't let nothing stop us. We must change our focus of attention to God, who absolutely delivers. He is the one who shall be with us, even in the valley of the shadow of death. And we covered that in Psalms, and we'll look at it again. Psalms 23, verses 4 to 6. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, make a decision right now to confess or say what God says to us from his scriptures. Then the thoughts of fear and worry will eventually vanish, and you will have faith. So you've got to practice again to do this. Remember what Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogues whose daughter just died. He said to him, fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole. Why did Jesus say to a widow whose son died and was being carried away that day to be buried? He said, weep not. Why did Jesus say to Martha in front of Lazarus' grave 4 days after Lazarus' death? What did he say? What did Jesus say to Martha in front of Lazarus' grave 4 days after Lazarus died? John chapter 11, verse 39-44 will show us. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound, hand and foot, with the grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him, and let him go. So Jesus said to Martha, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Jesus helped people who needed deliverance to change their minds from holding fear and negative thoughts, utter hopelessness and grief, to having faith in God that they shall absolutely receive deliverance. We can change our minds right now, right today, to say what God has already done for us in Christ Jesus. This is what we say. I am made whole. I am absolutely complete in him. I am holy. I am lovely. I am acceptable. I am a son and a daughter of God. My daddy is God. I'm seated at the right hand of God in Christ. I am a joint heir with Christ. I have access to the Father. I have God's Holy Spirit. I am an ambassador of God in place of Christ here upon earth. I have authority over all evil spirits, all sickness and diseases. I am the light of this world. I shall be gathered together when Christ returns. I have rewards for my labor. I shall rule with Christ here upon earth. I am more than a conqueror. Nothing shall separate me from God. I am born again. I have salvation. There are many more spiritual realities that are ours through Christ that can be added to this list. Confessing and saying these words, both in our minds and out with our mouth, begins to build our faith, to renew our minds, and we are transformed by the power of the gospel of Christ. We believe what God says we are, who we are, what God says we have, and what God says we will be. Romans 12:1-2 says this: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You present it holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed or fashioned to this world, but be ye transformed like a caterpillar is changed into a butterfly, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, you prove it to yourself first, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you prove it to you, you can prove it to others. We will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We renew our minds by holding on to the thoughts of God, who he is, who we are in Christ, what are our rights as a child of God, what ability we have in Christ. That's what we need to hold in our minds. Begin saying what you want to see come to pass in your life. Even if you don't see it, you begin to say it. What you want to see come to pass in your life. Believe or have faith that is already done, because God shall bring it to pass. Nothing is impossible with God, and he will bring the desires of your heart to pass. That's how simple this is. Mark 11:22-24, we reiterate it again. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever that say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he or she saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, listen to these words, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you've received them. Believe you already got it. Believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Believe it's yours. You're praying with that such confidence that is already yours. Mark 9:23-27. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. There you go. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. Wow, what authority. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. These verses encourage us to ask God for help in every situation. His will is to supply us for what we need in our life to prosper and be in health. Acts 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Stephen was full of faith and power. As a result, he did great wonders and miracles. We can become full of faith. We begin by focusing and thinking about the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, of what God has given us through Jesus Christ. This gospel message generates faith. God did not make believe in him difficult. So we watch advertisements on TV. These ads come at every commercial break. These messages and images are constantly repeated so that they will be planted in our minds. The advertisers repeat the images enough times to get us to consider and believe what they say is right, to the end that we purchase their product. We need to advertise God's product in our minds with at least as much repetition as TV commercials. We repeat the spiritual truths and consider them to the end that we desire it and believe God's word. Then we will have faith and see God's many blessings and promises, including deliverance, evidence in our life. Remember the list I gave you? The 31 lists of confessing fear, faith over fear? Don't forget, build it in your hearts. Put it on the walls of your renewed mind, of the new man. Initially, we may not have the confidence to receive what we desire, but it is physically healing, mental healing, wholeness in marriages, financial abundance, a desirable job, good grades, self-confidence, or many more things that we need and desire in our lives. However, begin to consider the situation from God's perspective, from His point of view. As you view the situation from God's perspective, you will develop hope and an expectation that what God says can and will happen. As you continue considering life from God's word and point of view, then you will grow in faith that what God says is true and it shall come to pass. Having faith will bring His promises to pass in our lives. And that's really something that you need to think. Look at God's perspective on your situation. So you feel sick, you've got diarrhea, you've got a leg hanging off. What does God say? You are healed. No, I'm not. I'm sick. You are healed. No, I'm not. You are healed. The facts are you may be sick. You may have a leg hanging off. But the truth of it is that by His stripes you were healed. Then, to bring that into reality, you use your authority. You use the name of Jesus Christ with faith. And faith in that name has made that man whole. It will make you whole. Acts 11:24, for he, Barnabas, was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Barnabas was full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. If he, like Stephen, can be full of faith, then we also can become full of faith. You've got to apply yourself, guys. You've got to apply yourself in the scriptures. You've got to apply yourself in prayer, in speaking in tongues, listening to the voice of God in your heart, listening to what He says to you through His scriptures as He opens your understanding, and then do it. You've got to apply it. You've got to do it, and then take action upon it. Acts 14:19 says, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. So he, Paul, perceived that this person had faith to be healed. Paul preached the word of God first, and then the crippled man heard the word. The scriptures say that the crippled man had faith to be healed. How did he have faith to be healed? He heard Paul preach the word. He considered that word and decided to believe it instead of holding fast to his circumstances. That's why you've got to declare the word to people. Then they can have faith. They can decide whether to believe or not to believe. But they've got to hear that word. It's got to come from your mouth. You have the ministry and word of reconciliation. It is your responsibility and your privilege to hold forth the ministry of reconciliation to others. And you do that by walking in the new man with a love for God and a desire for people to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God's desire is that all men be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. So because we're in relationship with God, our desire is naturally the same. So this man had been crippled from his mother's womb. He had never walked in his life. I do not know what words Paul spoke that inspired him to change his mind, to accept the conditions he lived with all his life, but to believe that he could walk. The words Paul spoke that produced the necessary believing, I believe, came from God. These words really excited the crippled man and enabled him to have faith that he could be healed. We too can speak these kind of words that come from God to inspire and enlighten a person to have faith to receive the things they desire and need in life. God is able to give you the words that trigger faith and conviction in a person's soul to believe to receive the things they really desire in life. Isn't it fantastic to think that we can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater? We just need to have faith and confidence. We need to consider what God says. We need to consider God's point of view, not consider our own point of view, what we think. And we need to rise up in faith. And this, what we're doing this weekend, should help you right now to rise up in great faith and to expect great things from God, not to fall, not to fail. You are more than conquerors. Greater is He that's in you than he that is in this world. You just need to take this to your heart. You've got to love this more than your bank account. You've got to love this more than the people that you know around you. You've got to love this more than your own knowledge of living and being. And you've got to get God's perspective and His viewpoint and then we move from that viewpoint. This is possible. God shall do it for you and me. Never give up, it shall happen. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God refilled from faith to faith. As it is written, the just, which is us, shall live by faith. That's what we're supposed to be living by, not by our senses. This verse literally reads, the righteousness of God is refilled out of faith unto faith. The just ones shall live by what? By faith. Living by faith is to have faith or confidence in God and the truth that he gives us in the scriptures. We are required to solely depend on God's information and not upon sight. We've got to have God's information bigger than what we're seeing, what we're feeling, or what we're experiencing. All right, God's word is more sure than your experience. And we have to get that one. Make a note in your pads there. Right? God's word is more sure than what you've experienced in life. Romans 4:12, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. We also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham. God is going to tell us what the steps of Abraham were later in the chapter. Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So it is of faith, so it's going to be by grace, God's favor. Okay, grace is work from God's point of view and no work from your point of view. And that's what we got to overcome. We try to remedy the situation. We try to put everything right. And we got to allow God to do it. Okay? Grace is God's work from God's point of view, not ours. God is saying, I'll do the work. You do the believing. You follow me. You be led by my spirit. Grace means favor. We say to someone who is able, do me a favor, in which case that person will do the work for us for free. By faith, God is able to work for you to bring to pass what he said in his word. The other way of getting results is by our own works and by our own efforts. Accomplishment gotten by our own works and efforts bring the glory or praise to us in our flesh. When we have faith and allow God to bring to pass the desires of our heart, then God gets the glory of working and bringing to pass the results for us. I prefer the way of grace. How about you? That is the way of God working and bringing results for me. And that's what we want to do. Get God to bring the results for you. Don't you try and do it. Don't you take the glory. Give the glory to God. The way of grace requires faith or confidence that he can do it for me. Do you believe God can do it for you? Right? You started off sick. How are you feeling now?
Fine.
Ill, because of the word spoken to you, see? And it's true. The word of God does work. Because you've got great faith. You have great faith because you believe the word I spoke to you. See, you really do have great faith, and I admire that. And then we praise that. We praise God for that, that you believed him above your circumstances. And speaking in tongues, that's right, sweetheart. Romans 4:19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not, he didn't feel well, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So to be weak in faith is to look at and consider the circumstances. Abraham had all the reasons to be convinced that it was impossible for him to have a child. Every medical record and everyone's opinion said that it was not impossible for Mr. and Mrs. Abraham to have a child. Abraham had plenty of reasons to believe and confess these negatives. He was old, his wife Sarah was old, not to mention the fact that she was barren as a younger woman. Abraham had a lot of facts and circumstances to look at, but he chose to look and fix his eyes only to God. Do you want to be weak in faith? Then look at the circumstances and think about them. Think and dwell on the difficulties and problems. You will absolutely become negative and full of unbelief if you look at the problems. Mr. Abraham knowing all these negative circumstances were against him, did not focus and dwell on them. That was why Mr. Abraham was not weak in faith. He didn't look at his circumstances. Romans 4:20, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. How do we stagger at the promises of God? That is through unbelief. If you consider the circumstances, the five sense reasons, and what everyone says about your situation, then you can bet that you will have unbelief and will stagger at the promises of God. Simple. How do we become strong in faith? It is by giving glory to God, by looking to God and fixing our eyes only on him and focusing on God, who is mighty, who is great, and is unfailing. We do this. Our faith is then made strong. Abraham must have confessed how wonderful and great God was. He had hope. He knew what God promised to him would absolutely come to pass. As Abraham continued to confess and look at God's ability over the years, God was able to build Abraham with his word. God got him to the point of full persuasion that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was able to perform. We learn here, as well as in the record of Abraham in Genesis, that he never gave up on God and his promises for over 25 years. He had to wait for that promise to come to pass. So we do not give up on God just because we do not see results overnight. Even more sure than morning arrives after a night, God's word shall surely come to pass. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. That's the RSV version. We see this principle of faith coming by hearing God's word regarding the Christ, clearly written here in the context of salvation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Isn't it that simple? Yes, it is, and it must be simple. Just now you are reading about how to have faith in God from the word of God. And by the way, when you read, you are hearing it also. At first you may not be fully persuaded, but when you decide to move towards believing God, he will give you his word which to clothe your mind and thoughts. You will become totally convinced, like Abraham was, and you will receive deliverance for your life. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Our faith should not stand in the wisdom of man and what man says about the facts and circumstances. Our faith is to stand on the power and the ability of God. We do not have confidence in what man say. We do not have confidence in their wonderful wisdom or provision. We do not place our confidence in man, nor should we plant our financial security in our jobs, investment or luck. We are to have confidence in God and his power. Where do we go to know God and his power and his ability? To the scriptures. We go to the scriptures and to God in prayer. The Bible is God's heart for all generations. Psalms 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generation. We go to God's heart with our heart. God wants to assist us to have confidence in him, so that we know from our hearts that what he has promised in his word, he is able to bring to pass. So that brings us to the end of this session, and we'll continue with the next two sessions. God bless you. We'll have a break now.